for Tuesday and 63. In Richland Center, it is 37 degrees.
Otter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel presents Lady Bell's Top 40 Tail Swinger for Katrina in Highland.
Yeah. Mr. Breeze.
Leonard Skinner for the Heart Foundation tonight on WRCO. They call me the Breeze. Whew, been blowing away in the wind. Yeah, I need some bricks in my pocket, even with my, my weight on the ground. But when I was outside rummaging today at Record Store Day, I was surely glad that I wore my winter coat, because we had to stand in line to get into a couple places today. And I was thinking, you know, it's not real stylish. It's kind of bulky. Not that, you know, I really wanted to be styling, but I thought, you know, I don't take up as much room, but maybe I better wear it. And I was surely glad I did. So it's kind of sad when you're wearing your winter coat on April 20th, but it is Wisconsin, I guess. By request, another British group, The Kinks and Lola.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello. Oh,
got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Woman of Woodman, a twin spin from the Kinks. They supposedly had broken amps or stuck knitting needles in their amps. That was kind of the word back then to kind of make it sound a little bit distortion. You can do that now with a simple tweak of your recording program, but back then you couldn't. So you had to actually do something to your amp and probably once in a while get a shock.
Hello friends, it's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best, drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. Back to the request line tonight. Here's one for Julie and number 17 from the older twin this evening. There we go. Solid Gold Dancers, everybody. Here we go. Oh, get off the table, Joanne.
She's so nervous.
Saturday night. My request tonight for Heather.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Cher, Turning Back Time. Well, we can't actually do that or go through a time tunnel, but the closest thing is Saturday nights. Music has a great way to transport us back in time, that's for sure. We're going to spin one for Miss D, thinking about her prom night. In fact, it's prom night at Richland Center High School this evening. So let's turn the clock back. This was the theme for several proms back in the day.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, healing your heart with mine. Softly you whisper,
yes. Steve Perry and Jury, Break It Up there. Yes. Those were the days. These songs we heard on 4-inch radio speakers back in the day on some of the great radio stations you could pull in around here. And one that I grew up listening to, WISM in Madison. We're going to send one out for our old buddy up at Eckleberry Corners listening in. And he thinks he's listening to WISM. He doesn't know.
The swinging sound in our town is WISM. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown.
Petula Clark. Those were the days, cranking out the sounds.
Any way you want it, you can call me any day. Hey. Any way you want it, you can always hear me say. We'll be right back.
Cabal, fellows. Yes, indeed. The British Invasion Band that appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show the most times, the Dave Clark Five. And any way you want it. We'll be back with another stack of 45s and your next trivia question to ponder upon.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Turbo's will be closed April 21st through May 7th and will reopen on May 8th.
Drinking water safety is in the news. Contaminants like lead, arsenic, and nitrates can get into your home's water supply. But those with a Culligan drinking water system don't have to worry. Culligan's reverse osmosis filtration removes up to 99% of harmful contaminants and filters up to 30 gallons per day to handle a family's needs. A pitcher filter can't. Get a Culligan drinking water system installed and get peace of mind for pennies a day. Contaminants may not be in your water. Call Culligan of Southwest Wisconsin for a water test today.
The Starlight 14 Drive-In is closed this weekend for prom. Here is Tony Johnson.
We like to let the staff celebrate, you know, have those important moments. And so we realize it's spring, we're ultra aggressive with our schedule. So we want to take a little break, but then the following week we'll have Ghostbusters, the second week of Ghostbusters, and then we'll get into some really great stuff, like Kung Fu Panda and IF, and really take off with hopefully some nice warm weather.
I think people are giving you a thumbs up on your recliners, your seats at the indoor, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, great environment in there and new seats. And, you know, we continue to explore other options, too. We'd love to get some actual leather recliners in there. And so we're always looking how we can improve the theaters. And so we just really appreciate everybody's support.
For more information on what's showing in Richland Center, go to richlandmovies.com. For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available for the look of your dreams. Call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Double J, Gotham, in the Log Building. Well, it's busy here taking all the requests, and then Henry Bray's tenants from his office are calling me all the time, and something's going wrong in their apartments. There's another one of his tenants calling me right now. Hello, WRCO. Yes, I'm aware. Yes, I'll get him to fix it as soon as possible. Okay, thank you. Hey, Henry, the mice family is calling, and they don't have any hot water.
Come walking now.
Tommy James and the Shondells, Crimson and Clover. That is by request here on Saturday nights. Those were the days. All right. All right. Trivia time. This time around, which breakfast cereal debuted in the 1960s? Was it A, Boo Berry? Was it B, Captain Crunch? Or C, Sugar Smacks? Or could it be D, Trix? Which of those breakfast cereals debuted in the decade of the 1960s? Here's one for Charlie tonight.
Nice stars shining in my eyes. My sense.
Those were the days in WRCO Saturday night. That is by request today. Dancing in Heaven, a little suborbital pop on this Saturday night get-together. All right, let's see. Where's the trivia? There it is. All right, trivia this time around. Which breakfast cereal debuted in the 1960s? Was it Booberry? Could it be Captain Crunch? Was it Sugar Smacks? Or could it be Trix?
WRCO trivia.
Hey, Phil, is it Sugar Smack?
No, not right. WRCO trivia.
Gotta be Captain Crunch.
Yes, it is. Captain Crunch is right. Yeah, man, who are we talking with?
It's Mark Stoll.
Mark, all right, way to go, buddy. Mark is the big scholar today. Surreal, cereal, trivia.
WRCO trivia.
Hey, buddy, for a bowl of Captain Crunch?
Yeah, hello.
Scuttle my hornpipe, sea dog.
Oh, yes.
There's people at breakfast I never saw before.
Oh, I remember
man,
this.
Gotta be careful when he says Captain Crunch. Now it's your grocer's, Captain Crunch. The cereal that's named after me.
Yeah. Oh, Captain Crunch. You could send away like three or four proof of purchase seals, and you could get Captain Crunch action figures, which I think we got a couple of those, but never got enough. I wanted to have the whole ship. You could get the whole ship and then have Sea Dog and Captain Crunch and all of the characters in there. Captain Crunch got in a little bit of trouble, too, because they would have regular cartoons in the middle of cartoons. They would buy out, like, however long it was, two-minute break, three-minute break, and have these little cartoons in there, which programmed the children to eat sugary cereals. And so I guess maybe that's what's wrong with me. I don't know. But Captain Crunch came out in 1963, debuted on my training table almost, 61 years ago. Sugar Smacks debuted in 1953, as did Trix, the old Trix rabbit. And Booberry came out in 1973. And I chuckle a little bit, they still make it, but when they first made Booberry, there was something messed up with the dye that they put in, the blue dye. And I'm not making this up. Children were afflicted with, it didn't turn out real well. They called it Booberry Stool because it was, blue. So they went back and they changed the dye, I guess, of Booberry. Because I think they still make it. At least it's seasonal anyway, isn't it? Oh, yes. Fun to go back. Mary Lou, here's one for you.